Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you. Just lift up your hands to heaven and just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. He wants to open our eyes to see Him this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Spirit, come on, enter by the Spirit. Hallelujah. This morning, we are not here to entertain a man, we are not here to listen to a man, we are not here to worship a man. We have come here to host the presence of God. We have come here to host the Almighty of God. We have come here to host the Creator God. Hallelujah. Spirit, enter by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, begin to see with the spiritual eyes. Begin to open your ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say this morning. Hallelujah. The angels of God are about to come into this room. The heavens are going to open. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, Rabana Reke Otto, Rabana Kodriyanaba. I have not come here to preach. I have come here this morning to encounter God. I am here to see Him. I am here to host Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Build me a house of God. Hallelujah. Build me a house of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Remando Rosa Catayanamando Rosa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Rabamama. I wait on you, God. I wait on you, God. Lift up your hands to heaven in a comfortable place and say, I empty myself, God. Tell Him, I empty myself. I empty myself. All I need, all I need. Tell Him from your spirit, man. Don't tell Him out of your mind. Tell Him from the heart. From the depths of your heart.
It's You, Lord.
speak to us, show us, lead us, we will follow you. Lord, if it's your will that you shut my mouth and you speak. If it is your will that you want to take over, God. I yield it to you. Amen. You can be seated this morning. I'm going to try to do something that I hate to do. Thank you, Pastor Hopi. It's always wonderful. Not that I hate to say thank you, not that's what I meant. It's always wonderful to be here. Amen?
Amen.
To be in the place where there's prayer and worship. But what I meant was I hate to cook a sermon while I'm preaching. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I didn't prepare it and bring it in a serving platter for to come dressed up to serve. I'm going to cook it as I'm going to talk. Is that okay with you?
Amen.
One of the phrases that I woke up with, and I woke up with not a good news, so it just shattered me this morning. So I was like, oh my God, I don't want to get up with a dream, with the bad news of the dream. And then the exact time when I woke up with the bad news is the exact time I got the message of the bad news. And I've been battling that all over this morning, and I never kept hearing the phrase, this is the phrase, and I'm going to start there, and I'm going to go somewhere. The phrase is, build me a house. Everybody say, build me a house.
Build me a house.
This is what God is speaking to us. Build me a house. Go with me. If I may ask somebody to quickly read when I give references so that we don't have to waste time. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 5. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 5 says, would you build me a house for me to dwell in? Amen? 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 5. See, we all come to the house of God to what? For us to dwell with who? With God. Right?
Yes.
How many of you, like me, you'd rather be in the presence of the Lord? Amen?
Amen.
You don't want to do anything. We love it. You know, how many of you would love to see the signs and wonders happening right now?
Amen.
If there is a prophetical gift in the town, and the whole town will come line up. Amen?
Amen.
If there is a healing gift in town, the whole town will line up. Why? We love the gifts. Amen? But my question to you is, why would God ask Samuel, David, would you build me a house for me to dwell in? Just think with me. Jesus is our foundation, am I right?
Yes.
Jesus is our cornerstone, am I right?
Yes.
And we are the living stones, and only human beings look for a house. Amen? All the women here, you know what I'm talking about. They always say, don't put two women in one kitchen. There's going to be a world war.
Amen.
Every woman who said amen, you need one then. See, human beings always look for what? A house. How many of you know you have a two-bedroom house, three-bedroom house, and after 2 months, and then you think, oh my God, that's not enough. First you said, I want a house like this. And then you're like, I want to add something on. And then you say, oh my God, oh, we've grown out of this house. I need to add a gazebo in it. You know what I mean? I want to add this to it. We have the tendency to keep adding. But my question to you this morning is, why does God want to dwell when He is omnipresent? Think with me. He's omnipresent God. He's present everywhere. He owns everything, right? But why would He ask David, build me a house to dwell in? God always loves a man who builds a house for Him. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 4 says, is a time for you yourself to dwell. Somebody there, Haggai chapter 1 and verse 4.
It says, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins?
Can you read it again?
Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins?
Go with me to Isaiah chapter 66 verses 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 66 verses 1.
Thus saith the Lord, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye built unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Verse 2. For all those things has my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and tremble at my word.
Heaven is my throne and the earth is my what? Footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? I want us to really have a change of thinking this morning. Where is the place of my rest? God asked me these questions and I have not been able to answer it. If you're able to answer it, praise God. Where is my house? Is this the house? Yes. Is it the building the focus? No. But am I building a place? See, when David brought the ark back, the Bible says, the first time he messed up, the second time he prepared a place, he prepared a tent, and he prepared exactly where the ark needs to go. Where is the house that you will build me? 1 Corinthians 3:9. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9.
1 Corinthians 3 verse 9, it says, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building.
Who is God's building?
We.
We are the God's building. I'm talking to the choir here. You all know that, but just bear with me. Hebrews 3, 4. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 4.
Hebrews 3, 4. It says, for every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God.
It sounds like, when I read this, it sounds like, is he playing games with me? Mm. He says, build me a house, and then he says, yes, only someone has to build, but ultimately God is the one who builds. Then why are you asking me? If you own everything, then build yourself a house. Mm-hmm. Go to Ephesians, I'm going to give you couple of things the scripture talks about how to build, but that's not where I'm going to go. But I'm going to go somewhere after this. Are you with me? Okay, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20 and 22. How to build a house for God.
It says, having been built on the foundation of...
Having been built on what? The foundation of apostles and what?
And
prophets. And then?
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
Watch that word, in the Lord. Keep going.
In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
Of God where?
In the Spirit.
The first place that God is requiring us to build him a house for him to dwell is in the Spirit. How many of you know that's the most difficult thing? Okay. Looking for an example.
How many of you noticed that Pastor Obi and Pastor Kese are matching this morning?
Yes.
Look at the shirt.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
Did you notice it before or only after I said?
After you said.
After you said. Anybody in honest to say only after you said I noticed?
Only after you said I noticed.
Honest. That's what men do. Men cannot see. But I want to tell you something. Hear me this. Even in the natural, you cannot see. When it is so clear, when it's right in front of you, yet we don't see it. I'm telling you, I hope you will catch by the Spirit what I'm saying this morning. We lack understanding how to build a house for God in the realms of the Spirit, because even in the natural we don't see when we see something. So how am I going to see in the realms of the Spirit when it is so difficult for me, unless the Spirit of God opens my eyes to see into the realms of God? I cannot see, and I still think I'm doing something when I'm not doing anything. Okay. Second, go to Proverbs chapter 24:3, verses 3 and 4.
Proverbs 24:3.
Mm-hmm.
Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
I don't know about you, I lack all these three. Wisdom, oh my God. I said things that I'm not supposed to say. I open my mouth, I get my foot in my mouth. Understanding, oh my God, I don't know. So how can I get, who is wisdom? Jesus is, wisdom is a person. If Jesus is the wisdom, so I'm going to ask you something. If I only pray and not read the word, how am I going to build it? Hello? If I only worship God and not read the word, how am I going to build it? If I really want to build a house for the Lord, I need to know the pattern in the heavenly realms that has already been built. So I need to first, with my physical eyes, with my physical ears, with my mental ability, read the scriptures first in the realms of the earth, in the realms of the physical, and invite the Holy Spirit of God, who is the teacher and the revelator, to reveal out of this logos, written word of God, the broken rhema of God, and he will begin to reveal Jesus to you from scripture. Unless we come to a place whereby the Spirit, you are able to see Jesus in the scripture, whereby the Spirit, you are able to understand the person of wisdom in the scripture, you cannot build a house for the Lord. Every element in the Bible will reveal Jesus to you. Build me a house of God. How? By the Spirit, in Spirit. Wisdom and understanding and knowledge. We all know James 1 says, anybody lacks wisdom, ask of him. He will give it to you. Let's go to Haggai chapter 1 and verse 8. Haggai chapter 1. And verse 8 again. The third way to build me a house.
It says, go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord.
Wow. Go up where?
To the mountain.
To the mountain and what?
Bring wood.
Bring wood
and
what?
Build.
Build the temple that I may take what? Pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. See, going up the mountain, what is that? So everybody look for a hill in Tennessee and have a trekking trip, and he said, I'm going up to... I know Worship Peters will compose a song, going up to the mountain, going up to the mountain. Or if you're a prophetic person, they begin to do prophetic act, everybody going up to the mountain. You can do the prophetic dance, and if you're blind spiritually, nothing is going to happen.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong, I like to do that too. You got to go up to the mountain. How many of you are in the valley? How many of you are in the mountaintop? How many of you are scared like me of the beast that comes in the way? One time a pastor of mine said, come with me to the cave to pray. And I said, I can pray in my room. You can go to the cave.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I'm like, how are we going to spend the night in the cave? No, my bed is fine. God can come to my bedroom. I'm all right, Pastor Kessler. I'm like, you can go to the cave. He's like, wild things will come and won't touch you. I'm like, I'm not going there. Pastor Hope, you should do a training for everybody. Take them like Pastor Mukambi Johnson into some wild place and say if they can by the Spirit walk or by fear they'll walk in. See, very clearly says, go up to the mountain and cut wood. What is the meaning of it? What is cutting wood? Oh, he is a redneck. He doesn't know how to live in the city. He goes, cuts wood for fire. Puts in the fireplace and sinks his high steam. What is the meaning of cutting wood? What is that? The word of God has to be split. If you want to build something. Another way you can say the word is worship. You got to know how to lay the scriptures down for worship to be burnt by the Spirit of God so that you can build a house for God. Go with me to the fourth one, Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49. I know I got a lot of scriptures. It's just introduction. Wait. Pastor told me it's a long day. He told me no time limit. Lock up the doors. Nobody going.
Luke 46. It says, but
are you ready? You're not ready? I can see it all over you. As soon as I said, she's like, oh my God, look at the door. I'm not running out of here. Build me a house of God. Okay, go ahead.
It says, verse 46 says, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and ruin of that house was great.
Build on what? The rock. You know, last year with COVID, all of us experienced that which is not on the rock cannot stand.
Mm.
See, there are many houses, don't get me wrong, I'm not being negative when I say this, I'm not being critical or judgmental, but I want you to hear the heart of the Spirit this morning. There are many houses built not on the rock. There are many houses standing, they're not in the Spirit. There are many houses today worship, but they're not worshiping God. They're not worshiping Jesus. They're worshiping worship leaders. They're worshiping ministers. They're worshiping a denomination. They're worshiping the man of God and the woman of God. It is not what the word says, it is what the man of God says. I'm a preacher, so I can boldly say it. Oh, this is not what the word says. Oh, did you hear prophet so and so? He said it, so it's going to come. Yes, prophecy, I believe in it. But do you believe the word of the Lord, or do you believe the prophets of God? Bible also says, believe in the prophets and you shall be established. I'm not against it. But we got to understand some things are very important. If our foundation is man, we cannot build a house for God. If our foundation is doctrinal, theological, denominational concepts, it is a human-made concept. It is not a house built for God to dwell in.
Amen.
Are you with me? Lastly, go to 2 Kings chapter 6 and verses 1 to 7, but I don't want to read all 7 verses. I don't know. Let's read verse 1 and 2, please.
2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please, let us go to the Jordan, and let every man take a beam from there, and let us make there a place where we may dwell."
So okay, watch this. So where are they going? Where are they going?
Yeah.
Come on, tell me.
Jordan.
Where are they going?
Jordan.
Some of you are looking like, what are you talking? Am I speaking Indian this morning? Can I hear you? Where did they go?
Jordan.
What does Jordan represent? Spirit well. Are you building a house for God in the natural? Are you building a house of God in the realms of the Spirit by the revelation of the Spirit? So they had to go to where? To Jordan, and take a beam from there to build a house. Are you there?
Yes.
Go with me to Psalms 127 and verse 1.
Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
What is God doing up in the heavenlies? He says, build me a house, and then he says, unless I build it, whatever you do is vain. So if you understand the whole thing, what he's looking for is your heart and my heart.
Amen.
What is in my heart? What is in my heart? If I want Jesus to be in my heart, I need to have a seeing eye and a hearing ear and a heart that understands. And that can only happen when I fill my pot with water, which is the Word of God of the Spirit. And you know, when the water was turned into wine in the miracle that Jesus did first, the instruction was given is to fill the pot with water up to the brim. The Word of God, we got to interpret the Word of God with an interpretation of the same Word of God. The Word represents the water, and also the Spirit represents water. And what God is saying is, your pot is your life, your earthen vessel is your life. You got to fill your life with the Word and the Spirit. Then God can use that which is in you and convert into wine, and he can build a house for the kingdom of God, and in turn you can build a house for the Lord. Hallelujah. Close your eyes with me. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Spirit. Oh, build me a house. Build me a house. Build me. Is it time for me to live in paneled houses? Is it time for me to live in paneled houses? But yet the house of God to be in ruins. Show me. Oh, show me. Show me. I want to go up to the mountain. say, come out, oh, from where you are. Come out from where you are and come up to the place where I am at. Come up higher, come up higher, come up higher, come up higher, come up higher. Oh, Riyadana Masi, Riyadana Makosana. Make us, oh God, build us, make us a builder. Make me a vessel, make me a vessel, make me a house. Make me a one who builds a house for the Lord. Make me aware of your host your presence. Let me host your presence, God. Let my prayer is not for an answer. My prayer is to host you, God. Oh, my prayer is not for a breakthrough. My prayer is to host you, God. Oh, my worship is not to get an anointing. My worship is not for the anointing to give me something. My worship is to host you, God. Change my heart, God. Change my mind. Change my white skin, oh God. Transform me on the inside. Oh, riyankatelebo rosobo. Rebede riyato riyana masata. Elebo rokotoro yokoto yororobo. Rene riyanda riyana masoto. Eh, riyana masande riyana maso. Build me a house, build me a house, build me a house.
into prayer and worship, but I don't know why I thought this word when God came and said, why do you only talk about worship here, not this place? But I'm going to obey the Lord. Because we have to build. I believe the Lord is preparing the house. For the longest time as a minister, I thought I'm preparing the church for a great revival. I thought I was preparing the church for the great awakening. Yes, it is true. I thought I was preparing the house of God for miracles and signs and wonders to happen. I thought I was on an assignment from God to build the kingdom of God. But as I come closer to God, I realize that I am a sinner. I cannot even come close proximity with Him because of the revelation of the holiness of God. Because I am not holy because of what I do. I am holy because He says I am holy. Because He is God that is omnipotent, so powerful. As I come close to Him, there is a revelation that you are done with Him. Hallelujah. You cannot enter even close to Him. But you got to know something. I should know how to build a house of the Lord. I am that house. I need to build my life in such a way. I am not looking for God to do something. I want God Himself. I am in the process of repenting before God. Why? I have made worship a tool. I have made worship an avenue for me to minister the gifts, and I have to come before God to repent and saying, Father God, forgive me for prostituting Your presence. It is not about displaying my glory or my strength. It's about holding it. Somebody wrote it like this, I'm going to say, they said, unless we put a knife to the throat of popularism, we will not see God. It is not what popularity, it is not what everybody does, it's about God Himself. That I may know Him. If you can tell me that you know Him, please come lay hands on me. I do not know Him. I only know about Him. You cannot worship God. Can I tell you something? Worship is not a song. Worship is not a rhythm. Worship is not cultural. Worship is not a beat. Worship is not music. Worship is your response to the revelation of God. Can I tell you something? You can thank Him without a revelation. You can praise Him without a revelation. But you cannot worship God, oh, without a revelation. That's why you have praise dancers. You have people who can praise. Who can people who can thank Him. But you don't have people who can worship Him. Why? We don't know God. If you want to build a house for the Lord, I got to know Him. Hallelujah. Do I know Him or do I know about Him? Come on, let's be honest. God is doing that in my life, so I'm not ashamed to say why God is taking me somewhere. I only know about the God. I do not know Him.
So let's all be honest with it. Is our worship is really to hold him in a place, or worship is what? Many of us don't know this word, for a few of us probably know. We know the word worship, but we don't know ministering to the Lord. What is the word ministering to the Lord? Even worship leaders don't know that. It's all about the crowd. If it is about the crowd, it's they're worshiping you. See, I want to talk about the word ministering to the Lord. Why? That is what is true worship that God is after. When you minister to the Lord, you build him a sanctuary. See, Eli didn't know how to build him a house. He was the high priest seated in his office. But there was a little boy called Samuel. The Bible says he ministered before the Lord, before Eli. Oh, I pray that the Holy Ghost will teach us how to be Samuel. Oh, to minister to the Lord. Oh, my cry is not for a healing. My cry is not for a miracle. My cry is not that God will do something. My cry is, I want to see. Our ministry should go Godward before it can go manward. But we don't understand this. We want ministry towards men, but we don't know what it is to minister towards God. God is saying, build me a house. Is there anybody in this house who can say, I'm like Samuel? Is there anybody in this house who can say, I want to be, oh, that vessel that ministers to the Lord? Deuteronomy 10:8 says, God separated Levi to bear the harp to stand before the Lord. Do you understand? His whole desire in the Garden of Eden was to be with Adam. And his desire was to be with man. His desire was to dwell with man in the Garden of Eden. That was the original plan even before sin came into existence. Because of sin, God had to separate. Then he said, let me bring a family. Let me bring a nation that I would love. And the nation didn't want to minister to the Lord. The nation wanted Moses to go up and minister to the Lord. They said, we don't want to minister to the Lord. Moses, you go up and minister and come and tell us what to do. We'd rather follow a man, not follow a God. They were so comfortable with following a similitude. But God is saying, I am looking for a generation. I'm looking for a group of people who would say, nothing else matters but you, God. I want you. Only David had the revelation, even in the Old Testament, to build him a house of the Lord. Can I tell you something? We need a revelation by the Spirit. Second Chronicles 5 says the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud of glory. Can I tell you something? Glory is not for signs and wonder. Glory is building a house to behold him. Can I tell you something? His desire is to walk with you. His desire is to be with you. His desire is to hold your hand. His desire is to open his heart for you. His desire is to reveal his heart. Oh, there are many who know his arms. Oh, there are many who know his acts. But there are few who know his ways. He's desiring to reveal his heart to you. Only those who minister to the Lord. Can I tell you something? Those who minister to the Lord are not prominent. That's the design of heaven. In Luke chapter 1, it says, Mary ministered to the Lord. He served, sitting at the feet. Martha was busy. God did not rebuke the serving. God rebuked the heart of Martha, saying, you are more concerned about the needs than being with me. Hannah the prophetess ministered to the Lord all her life to behold the baby. How did she know that the baby Jesus was in the temple? How did she know that Jesus was in the house of the Lord when there was no Holy Spirit? She was a woman who knew how to minister to the Lord.
many believe living all their life for one event, to hold the baby in the hands and to say, blessed is he, to say he is the Messiah. For that she lived for 7 years with a man, and after the man was gone, she lived the rest of her life in fasting and prayer in the house of the Lord. Can you imagine a lifetime of 70, 60 years, and to hold the baby at the right moment to say, this is Jesus, who's the one that's going to bring judgment and kingdom, and then she's gone. Talk about Enoch, who walked with God. He never did any ministry. The Bible doesn't talk about him doing any exploits for God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God and he was no more. If that can happen when there was so much going on, Noah found favor in the sight of God. Why? These people knew, Abraham knew how to entertain God, not entertain men. Build me a house. Build me a house. Help us, God. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 12 and 13 says, they have forsaken me, the fountain of life, but they have made for themselves out cisterns that cannot hold water. Build me a house for God. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 4 quickly. I want to speak a word. Another song. Speak a word. Chapter 4 and verse 1. I'm going to give you the pattern. I won't go through the lot, don't worry. I'll try to comprise it, but I have to say what I have to say to bring you here. Otherwise, you and I will not get what the Spirit of God is after in order to build a house. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in the heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like the trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here and I will show you things that must take place. I want to tell you something. In the realms of God, you don't need an invitation for praise. You don't need an invitation for thanksgiving. But you cannot worship God without an invitation from Him. I can tell you many, many incidences from the Bible. I can give you a biblical basis for it. Until God called Abraham, you could never go up to the mountain to lay Isaac down to worship. See, worship you cannot initiate on your own. When you initiate worship on your own, it is a fleshy worship. It is abominable in the sight of God. When God initiates worship, it is holy. Why? He waits till you're ready. Hallelujah. You need to present yourself. You need to come before Him, and then He will initiate worship with you. That is what I'm talking about, worship in the spirit. Worship in the spirit is not Urabana Rekababa. No, that is speaking in with the spirit in tongues. That is not in the spirit. In the spirit is God initiates that. Without an invitation, you cannot enter in. I can give you incidents from the Old Testament. High priest has to prepare and go in only once a year. Oh, only when the invitation is given, you can go in. God, Moses went up to heaven, waited for 7 days until God spoke from the cloud and said, come. See, we have made worship such an earthly thing. We think it is a song to sing and a wave of flag and wave of ribbon. Oh my God, and do these worship dances. What are you doing trying to entice men on the stage? We cannot worship this holy God unless this God washes us with the blood, cleanses us with the word, and prepares us and brings us before Him and say, now come into that place so that I can reveal myself in the Holy of Holies, the place of judgment and the mercy seat of God. The very person of God will be there when He come into that place of worship. Are you with me? Help me, God. Jesus. You got to praise Him till the invitation comes. You got to what? Praise Him till the when the invitation comes. If you don't see that invitation, you will never be able to enter in. You got to see the door open. You got to know how to hear the Spirit of God. It could be a nudging. It could be a sound. Many times I can tell you, I'll be leading worship, I'll be preaching. There'll be something in my spirit, minutely, atomically small, that I may ignore and watch. And He will, I finish the service, God will move, people will be touched and everything. And then I'll go back to the room and pray, and God will say, are you happy? I say, yes, God, thank you. He said, no, I'm not happy. I'm like, what do you mean you're not happy? Did you not see souls saved? Yes. Did you not see healings taking place? He said, but you ignore me. He said, I came nudging you. Why? And you ignored me because you want to do what every man does, that is for the people. There is a twofold ministry that you and I need to understand. Ministering to the people and ministering to God. If ministering to people comes ahead of ministering to God, we are in danger. We got to learn how to minister to Him first. Out of the heart of the overflow, we should learn to minister to people. I'm learning that as a preacher. It's the most difficult thing you can do. Hallelujah. Can I be honest with you? Hallelujah. I got to learn how to sit and study the Word to see Jesus, not to prepare sermons. My prayer is not to preach a good sermon. My prayer is not to have a breakthrough. My prayer is not that you can be blessed. Yes, I want you to be blessed. My prayer is to see all that I may know and have a knowledge of Him. There is an invitation. And then it says, the voice was like a trumpet speaking to me, saying, come up here. And look at verse 2. Everybody say, immediately. What happened? What happened immediately? I was what? So that means he was not in the spirit before? This is where we got to really dig deeper. You cannot go with God to places and realms unless we come to reality that sometimes we're not in the spirit. That's humility. I don't know about you. That's very difficult for me. I'm being honest. I cannot stand up with a pulpit and say, I don't know. I can put on a show. You can applaud. But before God, I'm not going anywhere. And immediately he was in the spirit, and behold what? A throne was set in heaven. And who did he see? One sat on the throne. Watch this carefully, people of God, listen to me. True worship, when invited by the Spirit, will always make you to see Jesus. If worship is not making me get a revelation of who Jesus is, then my worship is man-made, out of court. It's only for what I can get out of Him. I don't know about you, I'm not seeing Jesus. I'm seeing the worship leader. Probably some of you looking at me saying, oh my God, his jacket is not matching his jeans. Look at the shoes he's wearing. You all do that to worship leaders. Oh my God, you didn't pray today. Why did you pick that song this morning? Because we wait for the worship leader to take us. Where in the Bible it says there's an office of worship leader? That's cheerleading. That is cheerleading. That's why you can shout in football games and you can shout here too, but you cannot worship God.
See, the worshiper has to worship God. As they worship God looking at Jesus, something overflow will come touch. But you have to enter and see for yourself here, for yourself to worship God. It's not following the worship leader. When you follow the worship leader, you're following the man. You have made a system that is broken. Are you with me? I'm not against worship leaders. I'm also a worship leader, so don't get me wrong. I'm learning how to be a worship leader, not according to the flesh, according to the soul, but how to be a worship leader according to the spirit. Am I drawing people to me while I'm ministering, or am I drawing people to Jesus? Am I exhibiting gifts in such a way that people are drawn to the gift, or people are drawn to the gift giver? Come on. I have failed in this area. I'm telling you openly, I have failed. I have repenting before God, rending my heart, saying, God, I have built my own kingdoms. I have built my ministry, but I have not built a house for the Lord. If we come to the house, if you come before God thinking I know how, then I can tell you, you do not know how. Because you cannot on your own. It's only by the Spirit you can do it. So here, immediately was in the Spirit, and he saw the one who sat on the throne. Is he describing there what God can give to him? Is he describing there the power of God? Is he describing there the acts of God? Come on, look at the Bible and tell me, what does it say there? He's describing the person of who God is. He's saying, and he who sat there was like jasper. I'm like, when I read this, what in the world is he talking? Because you are not in the Spirit, you don't know. There is a description of what jasper that connects with the personality of God. Sardius stone. I'm like, what? Only I know, but opals and all the stones that women want. Some of you women are wearing necklaces so bright. But my question to you is, do you know your God who's like the stone that you're wearing? Do you know him? And look at it says here, and then it goes rainbow all around the throne in appearance like an emerald. If I were to have this experience, I would have written a book, and I would have gotten a 10,000 offering for those who come that can lay hands on you. That's what popularism does. That's what mega culture does. That's what entertainment does. That is what not true worship does. Look at what true worship does. He was seeing who God is. And around the throne there were 24 thrones, and one on the throne I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold. And we're not going into detail because we will not have time to finish it. I keep skipping, and then I want to come down to verse 5. It says throne preceded lightning, thunder, voices. Can you see? What do you see there? Lightning, thunders, and what? Voices. Imagine if a service like this, something like this happens. There is thunder, lightning, and what? Voices. What will happen? Oh my God, we'll print out Facebook Live. Live. Oh my God, come visit. There is thundering. There is lightning coming. That's not the focus. That's not the focus. See, we are so lost. See, when Elijah was up in the mountain, what happened? There was fire. What happened? There was what? Rocks flying everywhere. Every kind of things was happening. But what? God was not what? In it. See, we have created broken systems so much that we have forsaken the true living God. We are worshiping something which is not God, and we call it true worship, which is not true worship. And here it says, thundering, lightning, voices, seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. What is it talking about? Seven spirits of God? I know only the Holy Spirit.
even that person I do not know, I use the Holy Spirit like a power. Hello? Looking for a card, it's not coming out. What does the card say, man?
It's Gavin.
Whose card is that?
Looks like this.
Turn it over. Whose card is that? You need your glasses? You need a seeing eye. What does it say? It's St. John Peter's. So you can have the card. You can purchase what you want to purchase. You can do shopping what you want to do with it. But whose card is that? Thank you. This is how gifts and power operate. This is how gifts and power of God operate. You can have the power and do with it what you want to do. But whose power is that? Do you want a credit card from God or do you want God? Moses walked with God. Enoch walked with God. The early apostles, the Bible says, they perceived that they were with him. When Moses was with God, when he came down from the mountain, his face was what? Shiny, not from facial cream. Not from facials. Not from Hollywood marketed brand names. It's God's glory impacted him so much that he was with him that his face was beginning to show. Before the throne was a sea of glass. And skip to verse 7, it says, the first living creature was like a lion. I don't want to take the time to explain because it'll take us forever. Calf and then a man and an eagle, there's meanings to it. Ask the Holy Spirit, he will show you in true worship what those meanings are. And then it goes on to say, watch this, this is where I want to land before I finish. The four living creatures having six wings full of eyes all around them, and they do not rest day and night, what? Saying. What they were saying? Holy, holy, holy God, God Almighty. Watch this. You can only worship what you see. You can only worship what? What you see. And what you see is what you will say. If you're saying what you're not seeing, that is not worship. Today we have composers composing things but they're not seeing. Worship is saying what you want to see. And then goes on to say, whenever the living creatures what? Give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne and lives forever. The 24 elders fall down. See, when the creatures are saying holy, the 24 elders are saying what? Fall down on his feet. And what do they do? At the feet of Jesus. And watch this, they fall down, worship him. I can give you many, many examples in the Bible. Only after the goodness of God passed by for Moses in Mount, he fell down and worshiped God. You cannot worship without the revelation of God. And turn with me to chapter 6, and I want to wrap this up, chapter 5 of Revelation. Here are the creatures and the elders bowing down to worship. And chapter 5 and verse 6. A lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the scroll. And then they sang a new song in verse 9. Sang what? A new song. What is the song they were singing? You will only sing what you see. Not what Elevation sings. Not what is the number one chart in the worship charts. It's not what the famous song that everybody is singing. True worship has nothing to do with man. It's what you see in the spirit you will begin to sing. You can say, oh, I don't have a voice. The Bible doesn't ask for a voice to worship him. Because I cannot keep a tune, you know, rhythm, you know. I can sound, you probably are like me, like a donkey. But it's okay. Jesus says you're beautiful. Your voice sounds good. Why? You're worshiping him. You understand? So they sang a new song, and then it goes on further. The creatures and the elders, and then look at verse number 13. Every creature which is in heaven and on earth, under the earth, and such are in the sea that are in them, heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power. Watch this. When true worship begins to happen, heaven and earth will come in unison. When true worship begins to happen, Jesus will be on the throne. And heaven and earth and everything will come to us and say, holy, you are holy. You are awesome. He's calling us into a place. Deep worship. That deep worship cannot happen unless there is word in your heart. Unless there is what? The word of God in your heart. How can you build this house on the foundation of the word? So close your Bibles. Just bear with me for a few minutes. And I want you to just enter in and worship the Lord and ask him, open my eyes to see, open my ears to hear, give me a revelation, I want to see you, I want to see you, let the ears hear the sound of heaven. Let the sound of many waters make me a worshiper. Make me a worshiper. Bend my knees. I want to take my crown. I want to take my crown. I want to find your feet. Ask him, show me. Show me like Mary, God. Can I ask you something? What did you bring this morning for God? What did you bring for God this morning? Minister to him. Come on, find a place. Find a place. Come on, minister to him. Don't follow me. Follow the Holy Ghost. Come on. Minister to the Lord. Minister to the Lord. Begin to see. Many of you are tired in your body. Many of you are worn out in your soul. Enter by the Spirit. One sight of His glory, one touch of His awareness of His presence will refresh you. There is strength coming from heaven. There is strength coming from heaven. Oh, I want to see you. Take me in. I cannot go on my own. I'm crying to God. Take me by your hand. Lead me by your spirit.
Take me. touch my lips, here I am.
If God is dealing with you, if God has been speaking to you, I want you to obey the Lord, respond to Him. I'm not going to give an altar call. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I want you to respond to God. If He's telling you to come to the altar, come. If He's telling you to fall down, fall down. If He's telling you to stand up, stand up. If He's telling you to fall and prostrate before God, do it, because I believe God is drawing. God is drawing. Build me a house. Build me a house. Worship. If our worship has not been truthful and honest and in the spirit, let's come before God and say, God, forgive me. Oh, I have done this mistake. Come on, don't get me wrong. All of us have done this mistake. Let's come before God saying, God, I have made cisterns to benefit me. I want waters to satisfy me. I have not poured water, oh, for the camels. I have not poured water, God, for you. It was all about me, what I can get. Oh, always me, forgive me, God. Always me, forgive me, God. Oh, forgive me, Jesus, oh God. I have built ministries. I have built platforms. I have built, oh God, but I have not built a house for you to dwell in. Make me, I cannot, God. Forgive me, God. Oh, I come before you barren. I come before you empty. I come, I'm so prideful, God, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me of my pridefulness, God. I humble myself before you. Help me to build a house. Help me to build a house for you. Woo! Oh, Rakande Rebo Soto Yoranaba. Teach me how to wait upon you, God, for an invitation. Teach me how to wait upon you, God. Gently, 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 gently.